Just the way media is meant to critique other centers of power, we felt it was time for the media to be treated as a center of power in itself, because that's what it is.
That was Meenakshi Ravi, executive producer of Al Jazeera's The Listening Post.
Welcome back to the Inol News podcast, where we speak to journalists about the opportunities and challenges that comes with the work they do. I'm Sanshya Biswas.
And I'm Manal Versho.
We're kicking off our latest season with tips on how to cover the media landscape, a topic you know we are passionate about if you've been following this podcast.
Journalists are often described as the watchdogs of democracy. It can be a difficult career choice with poor pay and very real threats from those in power. And The Listening Post is working to keep tabs on what the world's media is up to, from the stories that they cover to the threats that they face.
It's not an easy job. There are thousands of news organizations worldwide publishing in hundreds of languages. And The Listening Post has been covering media for its weekly show since 2006. In the last few years, they've covered the aftermath of Indian government's ban on the BBC documentary series about the Gujarat riots, the errors made by the US media covering the Iraq war, and many other stories from China to Brazil and beyond.
We asked Meenakshi Ravi how her team approaches this global mandate when we met her at the International Journalism Festival in April. Here's the full conversation.
How did you get started in media analysis?
I think the entire reason I got into media analysis is really because I started working at Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera English was created very soon after the Iraq War. And the Iraq War is seen as kind of emblematic, one of our modern examples of media, especially in the Western world, really failing at doing its duty, really failing at holding people to account. So for those of us at Al Jazeera English, this was a moment to really analyze and critique media as a center of power. Just the way media is meant to critique other centers of power, we felt it was time for the media to be treated as a center of power in itself, because that's what it is. So I would owe my career as a media analyst, as a journalist covering the media beat, I would owe that to Al Jazeera English.
Is covering media the same as covering other beats, or is it very different?
See, covering the media as a beat in itself is not like any other beat, because you have to come to it with your own biases as a journalist and have an understanding of the nuances of the challenges of doing journalism in different beats. So for example, when you are analyzing business journalism, you need to understand what are the challenges of journalism generally, but also the specific nuances of covering business. What are the conflicts of interest? What are the pressures you go through? Then when you're doing war reporting, there are very specific challenges that war reporters are facing. How do you critique that fairly, given that you as a journalist know all of the challenges and all of the various factors that influence people's reporting? So I think doing journalism on journalism is a particular niche in itself.
How do you keep up with all the different contexts of what's going on in the world?
So I think, you know, for journalists who want to cover journalism, I think you have to find your specialism, right? Are you going to be looking at journalism in a particular region, in a particular language, in a particular beat? Choose your niche, because doing all of it all the time is not possible. Unless, of course, you have a large, diverse team with varied interests, it's not going to be possible. So my advice would be, pick your niche, work out where you have a good understanding, you have some subject matter knowledge yourself, so that you can critique fairly. That would be one thing. And then you've got to be a news junkie like no other. Like, you've got to be a news junkie at another level, because you are actually consuming not just news, but then you are consuming news about the news. You know, you're not just reading the coverage, you're covering the coverage. So for that, you need to be at another level.
What is the importance of covering the media at this time in history?
So I'm really lucky. I have been covering media as a beat for more than 15 years now. And there was a time at which I felt, do people really need their media interrogated like this? And I must say, in all the years that I've been doing it, I've found the need has only increased. One of the trends I have seen is that there is this widespread mistrust that really needs media literacy to be dealt with, you know? So in order to kind of combat a kind of amorphous mistrust in the media, where all media outlets are lumped together irrespective of their strengths and weaknesses, I actually think media literacy is a huge part of the puzzle that we need to kind of fill in. Otherwise, we're going to constantly have these half-baked and one-sided debates about whether media is fake or whether it's trying to misinform us because people don't really know how to read the media.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing in the media?
So as a journalist who's been covering the media for a very long time, there are some specific trends I have seen cutting across regions, across nations, across languages. One is definitely a very steady and constant threat to media that wants to function outside of state approval. All right, sometimes we call this independent media, but I'll be honest, all of us have our own causes, our own missions. I won't call them agendas. But the fact is, it's not so much just about independent media, it's about diverse voices. And more I find across the world, businessmen and people with vested interests are buying up these media outlets so that they can be silenced. That's one thing I'm finding. I'm also finding that in many cases, the ability for people to misinform and disinform at kind of a mass scale is becoming more and more pronounced. And that's because of the tools we have in our hands. The ability to combat that is going to become increasingly more difficult if all of us are going to give in to the belief that all media is fake. So that's where we have these problems of, you know, recurring issues that we're seeing. Well, finally, I will also say far too many journalists find it really easy, cheap, to get eyeballs by just spouting out the most fear-mongering, the most anger-inducing messages. From Fox News in the United States to, you know, a channel called Republic in India, this is the same kind of echo we see. And it's also happening online. So we need to be really wary about the fact that our attention spans are getting shorter and our ability to differentiate between opinion and news is getting more warped.
When it comes to media literacy, do you think we've reached a point where we've stagnated?
I do worry at times that media literacy is really not high on most people's agenda, and I can understand why. News is complex, and now you're telling people to do a bit of study about how to read the news before they read the news. That's tough, you know? And for most people, news isn't the only thing they're consuming. They're also getting their opinions shaped by popular culture. They're having their opinions shaped by a singer or by an influencer. So the important thing is that media literacy is so vital, but I don't think it's a high enough priority for most people and for some, you know, vested interests like big governments or big politicians. It's actually better for people not to have media literacy because otherwise, you know, they're too hip to you.
Thanks for listening to the Inol News podcast. We'll be back with more interviews soon.
You can follow updates about our work by following our handle @InOld News on social media.
See you next time.